Governor Baker wants all schools to start phasing out remote learning this spring and bring more students back into classrooms. But, as WBUR's Carrie Young reports now, parents have varied feelings about sending their kids back to school.
For some parents, the decision to send their kids back to school buildings full-time will be an easy one. Kelly Horton is among them.
I do think that we're at a point that we have sufficient evidence that it's safe to go back to the classroom, both for the students and the teachers.
Horton has three kids. Her kindergartner already goes to in-person classes full-time at a private school, but her third grader is in a hybrid model in Bedford Public Schools, and she can't wait for him to get more time in front of his teacher. Horton is afraid that he's falling behind academically.
My third grader is able to navigate his Chromebook. He knows what links to click. He knows how to work Zoom and all of that. But when I actually take a closer look at what he's learning and comprehending, it's minimal.
Other parents say the push for more in-person services is needed because their kids need the social and emotional education that classroom learning can provide. Allie Mancuso's fifth-grade daughter has ADHD and has been struggling to keep up on her remote learning days in Holliston Public Schools.
We've struggled a lot from a behavioral standpoint at home, much more than we have in the past. It is heightened, and I know exactly why.
Being physically in front of a teacher would help her daughter. Others, like Boston parent Matthew Smith, are conflicted. While he's personally comfortable sending his daughter back to full-time in-person kindergarten, he worries what that would be like.
I don't want to send my daughter back to a school where, you know, some of the kids' parents, some of the kids themselves are scared, or the teachers are scared.
But he's also worried about the impacts of screen time. Spending so much time on Zoom is already influencing his young daughter's playtime.
She'll take like a cardboard box and be like, okay, this is my computer and we have a meeting now. Okay, we have to Zoom into the meeting. Can you please mute? And that's heartbreaking.
And there are still a lot of families in the state who say returning to in-person learning just doesn't feel like a safe option, especially if they have underlying health issues.
I would do what I needed to do to make sure that they have an option for remote.
Nalita Besson's daughter has a chronic condition, so she wants her kids to finish out the year at BPS remotely. She's still on the fence about next school year. The COVID-19 variants that are going around are making her nervous.
I know they say children are less affected, you know, they may get it, but, you know, they have a higher chance of survival. At the same time, I think from an equity standpoint, looking at the children who are most affected is Black and brown children, and that's my kids.
State leaders say families should be able to stay remote if they choose for this year, but they will be looking at an end date for that learning model soon. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.